Good morning, 68 degrees as we go throughout a Wednesday. Joining us, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good to have you on here. So,
yeah.
It's kind of still in the midst of a very busy time. We had Dalton Defenders Days. Seemed like quite a success.
You know, it was so great. That group has just really worked hard this past year, and they... You were downtown.
Yeah.
So a lot more vendors, a lot of food trucks. That was great. And then all the activities. And I know they have more plans, but it's one of those things where, hey, you can't go too big too fast. You be smart, take a little out of time. But I think it went wonderful. We had really good visitors from all over come in and visit us when we were in the bank. And so kudos to all the volunteers that did that. Thank you for doing that and working hard. And yeah, next year will be even more.
That's right. And I think it's neat that, you know, they're open to, I think, adding some more activities and events and making it a little bit bigger every year.
Yeah.
So I just see it continuing to grow.
I think so too. I'm very excited. They did great. So thank you all.
Absolutely.
Well, next big event is this weekend, of course. It's the Brew Fest. And I had a couple reminders, but also wanted to share something that I do get questions on, and that's kind of, it's not everybody's cup of tea. And so some people are like, well, why do we do this event and why is it downtown? And so I wanted to give some quick background real fast. So we started this up a few years ago for a couple of reasons. Number one is just bringing I call it quality of life, whatever term you want to use. But when you have a variety of events, everything from things for the little kids, things for the adults, all in between, that makes your community a more thriving place for people that want to live, right? So we want to have attractions and activities that bring people in and keep people excited about our community. So we were trying to come up with something different that we knew the community would like. So that's where that kind of came about. And then second, it is a fundraiser for the chamber. And I know a lot of people think, wow, chamber's got all this money. Aren't you government paid? I'm like, no. So all of our money comes from our membership dues from our wonderful businesses. But that only covers a portion. And so we have to have a fundraiser every year. That way we get to continue having the other fun events like Spooktacular's coming up, our holiday open house, the Christmas parade, all those events all year round. This makes it possible. So that's why. And then we have it downtown, number one, just to bring people to our downtown area, specifically in that area, because I know questions were, well, why did we move it from 9th Street? Mainly because it's a contained area, if that makes sense. And so when you've got security and alcohol and things like that, you got to make sure that we can watch things. We have the sheriff's department there. They're going to make sure everything's secure, and that helps keep it contained. And also, it's just kind of I know it's a parking lot. That doesn't sound exciting, but it's still kind of a pretty area. So especially right now, everything going on with 9th Street, definitely don't want visitors with construction and the birds. And so this makes it a wonderful backdrop for all of our visitors. We have several class reunions coming this year. And now last weekend, there was a lot of class reunions in town too. So makes it a fun event to come back to. So that's the background on it. But anyway, final reminder to everyone to go online, stop by the chamber, or call this week for your tickets. We will have some tickets at the door, but I'm encouraging everybody to do it ahead of time. A, it just makes check-in a lot faster so you don't have to stand in line. And B, we're only doing cash only. So if you need to pay with the credit card, do it online. Call me up this week. We'll get you worked out, but limited that day. Final reminder that it is also open to the public. The cornhole tournament registration starts at 1 o'clock, and then the bags fly at 2 o'clock. So if you want to just come down and enjoy some cornhole, you don't have to have a Brewfest ticket. And then the same for the barbecue cook-off. You can come downtown around 4 p.m. for some of the best barbecue for only $10. And I was able to get the awards today, and they're so cool for the barbecue teams. It's like I always say the wrong thing. It's not a machete.
An axe, what's tomahawk.
In the kitchen that looks like a machete. It's that big.
Oh, like a butcher knife?
I think, kind of. Yeah. It's a big gigantic knife in a butcher block.
Okay.
You know, and then it's got engraved, Grand Champion and all the stuff. It's cool. So neat. Awesome. I'm excited about it. So, anyway, looking forward to that. Still a million things to do. It's a crazy week for me, so it's good. Another event that we actually sold out on two nights. We have one night left, and that's the Downtown Haunted Tours. So the 13th, which is this Friday, sold out, and the next Thursday's Adult Night sold out. And so we do have a few left for the 21st, which is next Friday. So if you want to be a part of those downtown haunted tours, make sure you come out the 21st. Again, I mentioned this last week, but we had questions this week again. We prefer no kids, or older kids is okay. So like 13 and up is okay, but there are some gruesome stories that probably aren't appropriate for a five-year-old. So downtown tours. All right, calling all the retailers out there here in Coffeyville. Next Friday, the 20th at 8:30 a.m., we'll be hosting a retailer/restaurant shop local meeting. And that is to talk all about the holiday promotions and activities that we want to use and do to help our businesses. This will be at the Chamber, upstairs in our meeting room. Just call me at the Chamber to RSVP, or you can email me. My email is on the website. But we really want to get as many retailers involved because, again, we've got some interesting fun things we want to do during the holidays to increase shopping local. But we need some input and we need involvement. So calling all the retailers. Community calendar. I was bad because so much going on this month. We didn't get it out the first of the month. I usually get it out right away. So we did get it out in the newsletter and we did share it on Facebook this month. So you can go out and check out all the events happening. But I also want to remind everybody, if you have an event, please let me know so that we can promote it. We want to get the word out. That calendar goes out to several thousand people. We have a database of, I want to say 1,400 people, maybe more. But then also a lot of our employers take it and they forward it to all the employees. So, you've got a ton of people accessing that, seeing what their events are, getting it out, and of course on Facebook and on our website. So let us know if you've got an event. Speaking of a few events, the yummy thing that I talked about last week, Soupalicious, is coming up. That is October 17th, so that'll be next week. And it's at the First Baptist Church. So come on out. You get to support the Salvation Army. All that money stays here local to help our families and kids and our community. And it's just really good food. And it's not cool, but it's getting cooler. I've been feeling it, so it's okay. I'm saying let's start the soup weather now.
Oh, yeah. It's fall, so we can start getting into it. You can do the crock pot thing
and
all that stuff.
I do. I love soup. So Clean Up Coffeyville starts next week. All week long and the weekend, the city tree dump will be open for city residents to dispose of all your bulk trash items. Come on out, clean out the garages, get that stuff out in the backyard, whatever, the things that you want to get rid of but you just can't fit in the trash can. Next week is the week to do it. They're going to have extended hours certain days. It's posted on the city website and then I think it's on our calendar. I will make sure. So Coffeyville calendar. And it'll have all the hours, but yeah, just load up all your stuff and get everything cleaned up in Coffeyville. I just love that time of year. So
great opportunity.
Of course, the other event coming up next week is the Downtown Spooktacular. I was going to check this morning, but I know we have 30 or 40 businesses signed up to hand out candy. We've got hot dogs. We've got face painting, all kinds of fun activities downtown. And that'll start at 4:30, goes till about 6. And then right after that, head on over to CCC, and they're doing their Trunk or Treat Extravaganza. That'll go from 6 to 7:30. So by the end of the night, parents just take 90% of that candy and hide it.
Yep.
Let them eat a little bit. But yeah, lots of candy, lots of games and fun. And then right after that is the Ravens Madness basketball kickoff. So that'll start at 7:30. So you can bring the kids with you or you can drop them off, come back out to the games, and watch all the wonderful teams kick off with basketball. A fun event that I am excited about. I may be out of town. I'm hoping not, though, because the Saturday, October 28th, the airport is having a free community event. And they're having an open house fly-in. So it's a great chance to see all the good improvements. They've been working really hard on improving the airport. They even have a little cafe out there, so you can grab some food at the cafe. But great chance to see our airport, what all it has to offer, and just kind of explore all the work that they've been doing. So Saturday, October 28th at the airport. Okay, a few announcements from our businesses and community. RMS is needing volunteers to help with their student mock interviews. So every year, the middle schoolers get a taste of what it's like to have to interview for a job. And then you as a person just kind of helps them out a little bit, gives them some advice. You don't have to have a lot of experience. They'll even give you some sample questions, or you can bring some of your own. But those will be on November 14th and 15th. And you can sign up for several hours or just an hour and a half slot. So contact Amanda Raines at RMS if you can volunteer. I know they need several people to make that a great day and event. Ooh, you probably saw this, but the newest blend from Coffeeville Coffee Company is out. I know, because you guys are the official carrier. You guys, you got to taste it before everybody else.
We sure did.
Man, I haven't tasted it yet. I've been finishing up
Still some in the back.
Space Monkey. Well, yeah. I may have to go grab some. But it is available exclusively via Hershey's, and then eventually they'll have it all over. But it's Death Alley Coffee. Try that in a small town. So, of course, I was like, what type of blend? And he said, well, it's Death Alley. So it's the darkest blend we've had.
Yep,
I'm like,
very
oh,
dark.
Yay. I'm excited to try it. So that's all good. Community State Bank shared a recent reminder, and a good reminder for everybody listening in, to watch out for phishing scams. One of the latest ones is called Pay Yourself Scam, and it's on the rise. When in doubt, no matter what, if you see a text, you get a call, and they're wanting information, do not give out information. Do not click and say, yes, I'm going to give you my information or anything. Just don't click. Anytime you click, that also gives out stuff. So there's a lot of bogus bank fraud alerts, and I just want everyone to be careful. I don't want anybody to be taken advantage of, especially those that are elderly or just nice people. I mean, that's who they take advantage of, is the nice people. It's so horrible. So when in doubt, call your bank up and go, hey, I got this. Is it correct? What do I do? And they'll tell you, and it's so much easier that way. So just be careful. The job of the week is Coffeeville SecTam. They're looking for CNC operators and maintenance techs. And then I do know the city of Coffeeville has several openings that they just posted. So you can find all those jobs on the Chamber job board on our website. And then if you have a job, you can submit it to the job board or call us, email us, and we can get that out for you. So, okay, last quick little thing. Oh, just bumped my
right, TV. Don't do that. So,
The Chamber is seeking some input. So we're working on a few exciting strategic goals. And part of that is we're looking for some stories or examples or input to help with one of the projects. While living in a big city, for most of us, brings exciting opportunities. We're like, oh, I want to be in a city, jobs and restaurants and shopping. But it also limits other things that we sometimes don't think about. Those living in a smaller community have access to whether it's leadership opportunities, maybe it's sporting activities that you can't do, maybe it's creative expression. You're an artist and you have art or music that you want to share. In those larger cities, you're the small fish in a very big pond. And that is one of the great things about living in a small community, that you get to get involved and you get to share a little bit about yourself. So I am looking for some of those stories. What are some ways you've been a part of something that you wouldn't have been able to do in a small or in a large city? So if you have a great story or an idea or some input or just some examples, email me, call me, stop by the chamber and write something up. And we're going to be gathering all those and kind of using them potentially in some commercials, potentially in just some print things we're doing, and just sharing it throughout the next 2024 year to talk about what are the great advantages of living in a small town. So we're trying to turn that tide of what it means to be a rural community, and also kind of leave a good impression on the youth that go away to college, which we want them to go learn, bring some ideas back though, and live in a small town because of all the great advantages here. So that was my last little plug of just kind of getting some information. But I guess, as always, just call us. Our community calendar's out there. Any events you want to know about or just wanting to get involved, I would say wait a couple weeks, but in a few weeks it'll slow down. And then we are also going to do some heavy campaigning on how to get involved and how to volunteer. I've heard some people say, I've wanted to, I just don't know how to do it, what fits for me, what my skill sets are. I would love to sit down and talk with you, share some things that we have out there, and try to see if I can get you connected. So Give me a few weeks to get caught up on all these events, and then that's something we're going to be working on too. So,
excellent. Well, very good
stuff.
That is awesome. I appreciate all the updates
yeah.
there. And keep moving forward here. And I definitely like those ideas. Looking for some of those stories.
Oh, good.
It's all about telling that story.
And, I know it
know,
is.
Just in a small town, people don't realize it. You know, I think my takeaway was, you know, you can make a difference. You know, you can really feel like you make a difference.
Right.
Whereas
you
in
really
a big
have
city,
a little bit.
You never know.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, and those starting off in a career. I mean, I'm sure, for example, in the radio industry. I mean, you probably couldn't start off right out of college working at Kansas City or Tulsa or something. You know, you may have to start in a smaller town and build those skills.
Yep.
Which, for me, I'm just going to brag on y'all. I don't think you guys act like a small town radio station. So you're always winning awards and doing great things. And so I think this is a great place to start.
Well, thank you. No, that's our goal, to be as professional as possible
yeah.
while also having a stupid amount of fun. So,
yeah,
and
exactly.
being dumb.
I love it. I love it. It's fun.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Candy, for coming by. We really appreciate it and look forward to chatting again
thanks.
Soon. All righty. That's Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Much more on the way, including more of your calls as Open Line continues here on KGGF.